Alright, what's up? Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Banana Hot Talk. I'm your anchor, Gavin.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your anchor, Jessica.
And let's welcome our guest today, which means all of us.
Hello, I'm new today.
Oh. Who was you yesterday? I'm Doremi.
Today, I'm Edward.
Yesterday, you're Neil. Oh, shit.
Yesterday, one more. Okay, I'm Winnie here.
I'm Linda.
I'm Mika.
I'm Joanne.
Press my microphone back.
I don't know what to say about today. I was very sad, but the other looked very happy. And
hey, don't be so negative.
Today is a, you know, it's a very special episode. If you keep listening to Banana Hot Talk, you should know that today is the last episode of this semester. It's our graduation season, and we're going to say goodbye to three of our anchors and welcome the new bananas to come in. And today we're going to set some questions to recall our memories and to look into the future. So what do you think of today's episode, Gavin?
Yeah, it's time to review Edward, Doremi, and Lini, their back history, which is a pleasant thing for me, so I'm not so sad, actually.
I don't have a black history.
Yeah, all you have is dirty and
ugly history.
Ugly history.
There's no black history or white history, okay? It's just history.
Edward, you seem to be very excited, so start from you.
Alright, I'm always excited, okay, when seeing you.
Really?
Okay, so what's the question?
Jessica, what's our question?
Oh, that's a very good question, but I think it's actually kind of hard to answer.
Alright, Edward, here comes the question for you. So, do you remember the first time you were in Banana Hot Talk?
Well, yeah, definitely.
Yes.
The first time I see you guys? Definitely, yeah, of course. I mean, you guys are so special, though in a bad way, but still, yeah, of course I remember you.
So what's your first impression about us? You know, every girl, they need your work.
I think literally the first time we saw you should be during the interview, right? Well, for Neil, actually, to be honest, although I've been saying him like he's ugly for like the past whole year, but the first time I see him is I think he was actually kind of, you know, cute.
Oh my god! Oh my god!
It's so disgusting!
Yeah, I can't even believe it, but his hair doesn't look like this right before, and he actually looks kind of normal, and I think this little boy, you know, he's like pretty nice and probably really kind, and although I kind of thought that his English is not that well back then, but I still feel that he's probably gonna try hard and but still ugly, yeah.
What do you mean by little boy?
I didn't mean your penis, okay? Don't be nervous, because I didn't see it back then, but now I know it's small.
Now you see it? How do you know it?
So what about the other girl?
Well, Joanne, I was shocked by the fact that she's been, like, single ever since, so I saw she must be, you know, a girl
with... You know that's the first time.
Yeah, she said that in the interview. Because we asked, are you taken or single? And she says she's always been single.
Right? That's
yeah. So, you know, I thought definitely she's going to be a girl with a lot of story. But it turned out she didn't have any story. She's just single.
I have a question.
No, I'm just kidding.
The only spotlight. I have a question for you. When I firstly in the school, I end a lot of interviews. And the interviewer, they ask my friends, do you have a boyfriend or are you taking a single? But they never ask.
Never.
You yeah, look single. Is me look single or is me look taken already?
You look single. The answer is like self-evident.
Next question.
And I want to say something about Gavin. Because I kind of like decided having him before he even came to the interview.
Oh my god.
You love his
story. I know me.
No, it's because, you know, he's in the same major as me, and so I kind of met him before the interview. And when we were playing Never, he was the only boy besides me who knew the word NTR.
Yeah.
Yeah. And at that moment, I was like, oh my god, I gotta have him in the banana.
I think he's gonna say, oh my god, I'm not my soulmate.
Marry him. That's the reason.
Yeah, and
keep flirting with him.
No, I flirt with him because he has a sexy voice.
Thanks. Alright, that's all for Edward. And
I'm dead?
Yeah, you're dead. You're dead now.
Rest in peace.
And now, for the others, do you still remember the first time you were recording in Banana Hot Talk?
Yes, actually, I was recording Banana with you.
Yeah? And that's the news box.
Oh my god! That is such a wonderful confession!
Here comes the love line!
Are you flirting it?
No, because first I came to this studio, I thought it would be more professional.
What do you mean by that?
Because I thought it would be like a lot of buttons to...
Yeah, the first time.
There are buttons over there, but you never use them.
Because we don't know how to use them.
It's not working, and it's just two simple microphones and a tiny little dark room.
No, no, the room is soundproof. It's very professional.
Okay. And I remember we didn't perform that well the first time, so we recorded again.
And again, and again.
And again. And I really want everything to be perfect, so I was a little bit sad. And that others just encouraged me, so I was moved.
Actually, well, my first time recording Banana is with Neil.
Oh.
Oh God.
Poor girl.
Sad for you?
No, at first I think he's single, absolutely. At the first time I saw him.
That's what we all think.
And I even invited him
what?
To the library to create some questions.
You had a crush on him?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely
not. He is actually a very nice guy. Until now, I still. Anyway, I'll miss him.
So, won't be a part. But why you said you will miss him?
You mean I'm going to die after this episode?
He's not gonna return to his little planet. He's gonna stay on Earth.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So Neil, you must have something to say.
Actually, I didn't remember anything about my first time recording.
So
Joanne!
Oh my god, heartbroken!
I
won't miss you anymore! Joanne, do you still think he's a good boy?
I can't remember anything for the first time. Like in the...
I've told you not to jerk too often, you know?
Fuck
jerking
you.
Makes it forgettable. My dear audience...
I just can't remember anything.
Be aware, don't jerk off too often like Neil.
So the first time I recorded Banana was with Jessica, and we're doing this little play called Bestie Love, and we're pretending to be a couple of roommates who love each other, but we separate. But what's
because of cancer.
Yeah, we're so dramatic, like it's in our blood. But the first time recording, I remember that we do that opening recording so many times, and it didn't work out very well, and Edward was like, huh, okay. So,
such a jerk!
Yeah!
You're not so nice! I'm like, okay, try again, I believe in you!
No, but in the end, he was like, oh, I see what you got, man. Okay. So,
I did not say that!
We are really nervous, and so, but things are better now, right?
Yeah,
the first time we prepare for the mini play so carefully. I read the draft over and over again, and then Mika has corrected it, and then we sent it to Edward, and he corrected it over and over again, and then we come to the video and to record our mini play.
Oh my god, look at us now. We didn't write the draft before the recording.
After that, I have never written the draft.
Which indicates that now you have learned how to speak bullshit.
That's why we need a new banana to come in.
Maybe that's not because our ability improved, but our attitude declined.
I have something to say about this. I remember my first banana episode was I was doing the knock and talk part, which is not here anymore, and I I do have
to edit it.
Yeah, I have edited it, maybe. I do have many questions, and I interviewed so many people and asked them to give me their recording MP3 to edit into the knock and talk part. Like, I guess it was like a virgin. I asked them about, are you a virgin? Or something, some question about this. And I do remember that at that time, I was so serious about my part. And after...
But it's gone.
Yeah, after 2 years of banana hot dog, I guess I won't do it anymore. And
maybe we'll bring that back.
Maybe. And we even fake knock and talk at that time. Just like, are you a virgin? And I transfer my voice. No, I'm not.
You did that?
No! I was giving an example, but at that time, I really ask other people to answer my question.
The first time you
did
it.
Yeah, the first time. Yeah. Just for the first time. So, actually, when I first came into Banana, I was pretty nervous. Things like Unicorn and Emma and Vicky, they are so, and Michael, they are so brilliant, and they have like
they shot at you like with a machine gun.
You speak like a machine gun.
Yes, the speed of their speech was like, oh my god, I can't follow them, and I was so nervous, and I can't speak out a word. That's cool. And I was so nervous. And after several episodes, I think I got over this and I can say a little bit. Sometimes making the situation awkward. By the way. But I think it was a really good experience for me. And I really appreciated that time for me to make progress in Banana. And I think it happens for in you guys also. Like, you were so nervous when you get into the studio and want to make progress. And actually, I think you made it. So I think it's a good thing.
I will want to like an idiot.
He's always like an idiot.
He is an idiot. So how's that question supposed to recall my memory?
So moving, you know. So touching. Yeah. Everyone was like cheerful, but you're like,
He opened his mouth and then he looked at us.
Typical Edward looking. Do you have something to say, Dormy, about your first time recording Banana?
The first time I recorded Banana was Newsline, and with Edward, I remember that, but I can't recall the details.
What are you doing, Edward? What are you doing?
And
I'm helping you recall.
And I remember last year, the questions were almost the same, and I also recalled my first time recorded Banana. So today I want to say something about the first time being producer. That's the first time you recorded Banana, and after all the recording, and you sent the edited version to me, and I listened very, very carefully, and pointed each little mistake, and even asked Neil to come to my classroom and presented them to Neil. And the next time I wasn't that meticulous. No, I won't cry. So I was just trying to say that. Okay. I guess just maybe you guys improved abruptly, and I just don't need to be so careful. And also, it's time to leave the program to you.
Don't speak like an elder, Dormy.
We're still children.
Yeah, you're younger than them, actually. Don't speak like the elder.
What about Edward? Bitch.
You've already said that, bitch.
Okay, so my first time recording Banana with you guys, frankly speaking, it was actually pretty satisfying because during the interview, you guys didn't show that you're that dirty, and you know, and still full of thoughts and pretty drama. It showed up in the show during the recording, but you know, during the editing, I was in charge of mini play, right? Right, and I forgot it was who, but I remember it. Yeah, I asked Linda to redo it for like 3 or 4 times.
Yeah, I really want to kill you.
Yeah, I was like, I was like, this is like the first time Linda's probably gonna want to leave the show or something. And
no, I was saying, oh, what a bitch.
Okay, that was actually what I was thinking too, because I was like, I'll let you do it again and again, but you're still giving me this shame.
It sounds like a peasant SM.
Yeah, but.
Why are you always hurting Linda?
No, I was trying. I was.
Because he loves
me. I was trying to be frank, but she kept on interrupting me. And anyway, you guys do a pretty good job now. That's it.
That's really fake.
Bad saving. Like, oh, you guys are suck, but you did a really good job.
That means progress, man.
Okay. Oh,
he's crying.
That's not.
I think here is a reason for us to pick you guys here. Because during the interview, I thought most of the guys over there were so boring. And you guys are the interesting guys who, I think, for example, Jessica stands a lot and you like jazz. And you can tell us about your like hobbies or something a lot. Which impressed me a lot.
Is there something that I said have impressed you very much?
Yes.
I didn't remember that.
You mentioned about your dream, right?
Yeah, that's basically, I think you guys are performed like, what? God, I don't want to be a boring guy. I don't want to go to read the news or present the music. I want to do something different. And I think we picked you because we feel that kind of, I don't want to give a shit like this. So I believe it is because you guys are different and we think you are suitable for our Dirty Banana Hot Talk show.
Yeah.
So I think this is why I pick you guys, but not those we don't want to choose.
Yeah, and that's why I'm here. I don't want to read a script in Weekly Focus, so I can do a hot talk.
Did you Weekly Focus guys heard that?
Don't read your script.
Yeah, you
guys
script
suck.
Readers.
But actually, I did read script in Weekly Focus once.
You traitor.
No, he's just a spy. Yeah,
okay. I'm a spy.
A spy for us or a spy
for us?
No, yeah.
Okay, that's all for this part. Next question, what's your favorite banana moment? I still remember that Banana Idol episode. Yes, the Banana Idol episode, you two just standing in this dark room and
Woo!
We take pictures. It's a really good moment.
Oh my god, who? That's so romantic. I mean,
yeah, that's yeah, who's really that?
Yeah, who did that? I don't know, someone called Edie Ward?
Your ear is red. Totally red and toasted.
So what's your favorite moment about Banana Hot Talk?
My favorite moment in Banana was the Banana Idol we recorded this semester because Unicorn and Emma and Vicky Ward came back. It's really like the spirit of Banana passing on. So I really like Unicorn. He's like a really a little bitch.
Yeah, my favorite moment in Banana is also in Banana Idol. It's when we chose Jessica as our Banana Idol.
Why? It's about a weird taste.
Because it's so ironic and, you know, just like Lini just said, it's like we don't give a shit about who you guys really think. We just care about We just care about
being ironic.
Yeah, we're being ironic and we're being really not that serious. So we pick Jessica, and I think that's an expression of us banana.
You know, guys, here I want to declare myself. I really sacrificed a lot in that episode, you know, Banana Hideout. Because actually I was not that bitchy, and
you what?
And I can dance and I can sing.
Oh my god.
Not that
bitchy,
okay.
Don't make
us okay. What's next? Who's next?
I guess there must be a favorite moment for you, because we prepare an episode just for you.
Oh yeah. Take Joanne out the episode is really impressive for me. Because I have. We'll stop that. Because I have four men just coming for me.
Four men.
Oh my god. Four men coming to
That's
me.
Actually,
you had five, but Neil was like wiped out before.
Yeah, actually, there were five. Yeah,
actually, there were five.
At that episode, I remember you wanted me to choose Rambo, but actually, I did not want
but
to
you
do
said
that.
No to him after
yeah.
In real life.
Yeah, but actually, I want to
cruel.
Actually, I want
to.
Actually, I want to choose someone.
Oh my god.
At that moment.
That's
oh my god.
At
confession.
That moment. Yeah, among those four boys. And
what,
there is.
Oh my god.
Guess who it is.
I mean, we don't have to guess. I mean, it's obvious it's Gavin. Why do we have to guess?
No. It's.
So actually, you want to choose Dion?
Actually, I don't want to choose Gavin because Gavin's Linda's. And I want to choose Dion because there is one sentence that Dion said really touched me. He said, "Where are you all these years? I found you so long time. I'm really touching and I really want to cry at that moment."
That's Taolu, you know, girl. That's Taolu.
Whatever. Any of you, the three of you, didn't say that.
I said I want to wake up with you again. Alright?
Oh my god!
Right.
Gavin is not the Gavin from Star.
Gavin's really a nice guy.
Well, I think the most impressive moment is still the night of the interview. Because, you know, on that night, you know, everything's like unknown, it's like a mystery, but still we know that we're gonna meet, you know, some very interesting people, and hopefully we did, and we knew that we're gonna have some really brilliant guys to work with for the next, you know, year. And when you guys, you know, kind of appeared one by one, it was really yeah, it was like, it was meant to be, like, yeah. And
so romantic.
Yeah, I'm just glad it was you guys, okay.
Oh.
Oh.
Edward, are you just, you know, you have humiliated for many, many times in the last year. So, now you compensate us for saying that, or just you are true.
But it's still touching.
Yeah, he hurt us because he loves us.
Oh my god.
I know you, Edward.
I love that 50 Shades kind of relationship.
What was that tiny relationship?
Loves you, but he's different.
Yeah.
Linda is jealous.
What?
Actually, we're always hurting each other, right?
Oh, well, I don't actually have a best moment in Banana. No. I won't say that because they were also awkward and bullshit moments. But I would like to say that I love those mini plays of this semester and last semester a lot. And it was a like new part of this show, like created by three of us, and we think that we want to make a little part for you to be like professionally drama queen and something like that. And I think you guys did very well, and don't know why
it all turns out to be dirty and
because of Edward
and bitchy at last. But basically, I love all those mini plays, and I think it was dramatic and impressive. This part of this show is like a little success for us, I guess. So I really like mini play of our shows. I would count it as a best moment in this question.
Okay, I can remember of something.
Well, hooray!
I guess I won't cite any of the recording moments as the best moment with bananas, but I want to quote the moment of discovering you guys have a minor WeChat group as the best moment in banana, and I'll tell you why. Because when we were freshmen, and we were the...
You did the same thing.
No, we were the youngest bananas, and actually we were not that close at that time for our freshmen. Cause
you guys are not that close?
Yeah.
God damn it.
Maybe that's because our boss have a boyfriend at that time.
Actually, girl, you can be lovers from the first time you see, right?
What I want to say is, the seven of us weren't that close, and the time came that the sophomores are going to leave Nana, and then we realized we have a WeChat group of our own, and I think you guys are much closer than we were at that time, and I'm very glad to see that, because I guess we weren't that close because we were kind of different from Vicky, Unicorn, and Emma.
They like to go to parties and have some drinks together. So I think it's a good opportunity for them to get closer and talk a lot. But we guys are like more shy, maybe.
Yeah.
but all we talk about in our little group is study.
Really?
About how to cheat on our computer test.
I remember that.
Yeah, and we start thriving in that.
I'm not finished, and I want to hear why you said that
finished.
Group.
Of course you're not finished.
And you wonder why is that group for? You can remember that one day you were a little mad or angry or something.
Yeah. You're a little,
we were terrified and we said that group and we said about your mad madness and
we
comfort each other.
And we're trying to find a way to make us better. So it's like,
oh my god, what
are we going to do in the next episode? What are we going to do to make it better?
So before that, you didn't have one?
No.
What? I thought because you were close.
yeah, we were really close after that.
Yeah. Dormy, you should be like so honored because that's the only thing that Neil remembers.
Come on, guys. I don't know what was my favorite moment. Because every time I was with you guys, that was the best moment in my life.
Oh.
Stop flirting us.
He was not flirting you.
I know, you know that was flirting, but I know you enjoyed it.
I have another best moment, which is about Gavin. When the first time I heard...
Gavin's really popular.
Leave her.
Okay, forget it. I don't count it as the best moment anymore.
Anyway,
when I first heard the banana hot talk part edited by Gavin, and I think all by himself, not only the original part but also the musical part, and I think it was brilliant. So I was like amazed by his work, and I think the music goes very well with the talk, and I think
it's okay.
I think it was very great.
Can you do this again?
Yeah, it's like to Gavin, that's the most regrettable moment because after that episode,
guys, I have done that for countless times. Alright, ladies and gentlemen, here is time for a special call for you. And if you have anything to say to a banana, you just speak to them.
Fuck you. You slap, Linda.
Actually,
why? Why are you texting me?
I've been texting all the time.
What's the logic?
It's hilarious.
Come on, do you have a logic?
Okay, my fault.
Okay, for Martin, you're handsome enough.
Oh, okay,
that's
thank
a
you.
Compliment. Oh my god.
What are you doing?
Yeah, the Martians want to kill you.
Alright, I apologize for that.
I remember that time in Lakers, you cried.
Oh.
No, I didn't.
I did.
And
yes.
And that was when I confirmed.
In on Halloween. On Halloween.
A Halloween?
Yeah. You cried and Dormy comforted you.
Oh. It was Halloween. I was scared, you know. These people were wearing costume, and then a werewolf walked in. And I was like so scared. I cried.
Yeah, and they scared the shit out of you, and you cry like a little boy.
Yeah. I'm always afraid of vampires.
I saw
Fuck
you
off.
Guys are dressing up as Harry Potter.
Yes, and he cried after drinking beer.
Did he see it and didn't say anything?
No, it's because I drank.
He just cried a little bit.
No, okay. No, it's because I drank too much. I want to use the toilet, but it was occupied. So, you know, the water had to come out somewhere, right?
So you cried because of pee?
Oh my
no,
god,
I did not cry. It's just that beer was coming out of my eyes.
What?
Oh my god, you can pee with your eyes?
How does it feel?
Yeah, and
what
I can,
are you smelling?
I can inject with my eyes.
Where are your eyes?
Is that horse eye?
Literally eyeball.
Oh my god, horse eye? Dormy, I don't know you as a Dormy like this.
She's
that you don't even know her. Oh my god.
That's literally eyeball.
Rabbit eye.
So back to me.
Yeah, back to you, Linda. What do you want to say?
I want to say something to Lini, actually, because if it's not her, I wouldn't be in Banana. I think because if it's not her, I don't think I would know Banana. Because
yeah, actually, if it were not ever, I wouldn't know Banana.
why? Because it's not famous. Yeah, see, she talked a lot about you guys and how funny you were.
So
I decided to. So dirty. So I decided to join this big family.
Beachy girl and talking shit about everything. She's so banana. And I think like Edward did to Gavin. And I think. Oh.
What the fuck? What the fuck?
Jerk him off.
You raped Linda too?
Oh my god, you raped Gavin. I didn't know that. So I introduced Banana Hot Talk to her, and I think she'll definitely do well in this program. And actually, it turns out to be like she did do well in this program, and I'm so very impressed. Anyway, and I have some words to my boss named Edward that. I know your secret, and I'm the, No. Anyway, I'm the witness of the whole procedure, so...
No, you're not.
This dirty relationship.
Wait, you have those, like, micro monitors on us or something?
Wow, you now know that. So, anyway, I'll miss you guys.
Oh, no. Don't tangle me with Edward all the time. We are individuals.
Okay, my fault.
We just can't.
I'll miss you the most.
But Edward enjoyed it.
We just can't help it.
Yes, he did.
What?
Yeah, he's not depressed at all.
No, I'll do the depressed part because I have a little draft in case I cry too much.
Oh my god.
I have something to say before your moving part.
Okay, let's. I want to ask
my boss. I want to ask you, who bought the bananas and chocolate for us at the interview? Okay, so boss, at that time I knew nothing about the CUC English video, and it's 6 o'clock at night, and it's about, actually it's about 7 o'clock in the night, and I was hungry and I was wandering around in the you know,
acting like Edward.
Yes, I was acting like Edward in that classroom.
At that time,
I was rejected by a lot of stations.
Why?
You're
so great.
Student union. I was rejected by all of them at that time.
They're fucking blind.
Just the envious.
And there were a lot of things that I did really, you know, not that successful at the first time. Maybe I was too proud at the first time. And then I was hungry at that time, and I entered the classroom, the banana hot dog, and Lini said that, are you hungry? You can have this banana first, and you can have this chocolate first. That's why I stayed
there. You're
just
a foodie.
Yeah, that's why I stayed there. And
because of food?
Because of a banana?
Because of a chocolate and a banana?
Yes, I think the people here are so good. They knew I'm hungry.
So we should buy pizza for the new bananas?
Before that, I have never heard about banana before. Never heard of banana before. But I decided...
What are you trying to say?
Maybe it's the time, it's the place I want to join in. And then Edward gave me some questions, and our boss gave me some questions. Actually, I don't remember what the questions are, but I really enjoyed a good time at that interview, and Lenny has said one sentence to me that I remember till now. Lenny said, maybe one day you could find what you really love, and if you think that you are wasting your time, you'll go find another way to struggle, to fight hard, because now it's your own life, and you are responsible for your life and dreams.
Yes, I really think other groups just wanted us to be humble and do everything what they say. But
yes,
banana,
we're
yes,
we're
just being ourselves.
Yes, and we do what we like. It's the most important reason that I chose to stay here.
So I have to cry. In other case, I will be killed.
Oh my god, that is luck.
What? So, I don't have a call for a particular one. This is a call for everyone. For Dormy, for Edward, for Lini, for Neil, and for the rest of us. What? We are the rest of us! The rest of us! They are the leading ones, okay?
I'm like the last damn kid left alone.
So I think the beauty of banana is that we started from strangers, but we were bonding week after week, and now we became sort of a family. I know this may make me sound a little bit of pathetic, but I'm not gonna hide it. You guys are the people who know me the best in this college. And the things I told you about me, how I feel, what's going on, most of them I haven't shared it with anybody else. And probably I know you guys better than I knew my roommates. So, from the bottom of my heart, thank you for listening and sharing. And I really appreciate that I met you guys. Oh my god, I didn't cry! I
kill
made
her.
It!
Kill her!
So,
congratulations, you don't cry, Mika, you made it.
I'm too moved to kill her.
What about Joanne?
You're so fucking quiet!
At first, I want to say something to Neil, but since he can't remember anything, so I don't want to say anything to him, and I will hate him forever.
I don't care.
He didn't care,
Joanne. Fuck him. And actually, I want to say something to... I want to say something to Lini.
Lini is
Edward's
friend too.
Because Lini...
Say something to Edward.
Lini is... Because Lini is the one who called me that I'm actually in Banana, and he asked me. Lini called me, and she's so nice, and she sounds so nice, and
Dormy called me.
And he said, and she sounded so nice, and she asked me if I had the other organization to join, and I said no, and she said, you must come, we are waiting for you, and I'll miss you, and I miss all of you, four of you, except Neil, three of you, okay.
I have something to say to the next producer. I don't know who you are, but I don't know who you are, maybe one of you, but...
No, she doesn't know
who is
which
the next,
will be
producer,
the next producer,
but I just ask you a question, I want to be arranged to be the one that calls for the next Blenas, because I think it's the best choice for me to gain a lot of love. I refuse!
What? You are the producer now?
You can refuse too, okay? I refuse. I think that's
what about Gavin? You want to say something to Edward?
Okay, Edward.
Okay, don't tell me you love me now.
Because it's too late.
I hate you now. Okay, actually, Edward, I must thank you, because if it were not you, I wouldn't have been here and with you for the whole year, because actually at the beginning I wanted to join Wiki Folks, because I thought that was more like one should do in a radio station. And after
he opened your mind.
But after I saw you on our I saw you on our dinner.
I fall in love with you the first time.
I don't fall in love with her. I don't fall in love with you. After I saw you on our dinner that night, and you speak the word NTR, and I know what kind of person you are.
What the hell is NTR? It's like a code for love for a dirty person.
I remember on that dinner, you repeated for many times. Come to Banana Hot Talk. Come to Banana
it's
Hot
really
Talk.
It's really a coach.
Yeah, a
coach.
Oh god, I mean, so is it NTR?
What
is NTR?
I'm gonna Google
it. I know it.
And at that time, I thought, oh my god, this group with this guy must be designed for me, or... Actually,
you're that dirty.
I'm not.
No, we don't need you that much.
Oh, designed for you.
I hate you, Lini.
What the hell was NTR?
Thank you, Gavin. I guess then I have to thank the word NTR then. Glad to have you in there.
So nobody
thank you, NTR.
Said something to Darby? Oh, I said.
So awkward.
You guys don't make this prone to crying episode. It's not designed to cry.
Yeah, I'm not crying. I'm laughing here.
Boss, I love you.
Okay, next, the last part of this episode. Yeah? It's so sad, right? Do we have to move on?
Not sad.
Totally not sad, okay.
Oh my god. Totally different from what I imagined before.
But we have done some special gifts at that last, right?
What the fuck?
The last gift is our Banana Oscar. We should give titles to all of them.
Dong, 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 dong. That's the BGM. That's the BGM.
You know, today,
like an interview?
You know, today we brought some bananas and chocolate, just like we entered there first time. Give us some banana and chocolate and ask us to choose. So this time, we are not going to ask you to choose. You can have both of them. It's our gift for you.
You mean we should eat it or use it?
You can use it.
Okay,
where are we? Okay. There is something that we want to declare today. We have chosen by vote, by all of us. Now it's time to declare the award.
It's called Banana Oscar.
Yes, it's called Banana Oscar. The sweetest girls in the school.
What? The
Nini!
Yay!
And our favorite bar.
Edward, why are you peeing? Don't pee in the dark room.
Edward, don't jerk off in the dark room.
And our favorite boss. The word name is You Deserve Better.
Sad for you. So next is our loving Neil.
Next is our beloved Neil.
I have something to say. I think Edward is good enough.
Have your bedroom.
Stop shouting, son.
Edward is
this
the
prize is for you.
Most happy person in this world.
Thus, who is the most handsome man from Mars?
Neil! Yay!
Because you need a banana.
So let's move on. Oh, that's
all, right,
all for our
on.
Show.
That's all for today's banana hot talk.
What about Edward? He's so sad now. Now it's time to leave the stage to the four. Darmy, Linny, and Edward. Neil, who is going to leave the banana hot talk? And, you know, it's a sad moment, but we don't want to create a sad atmosphere. We just want to leave some words for the next banana to come in. And,
well, I go first. Ah, thank you guys for the chocolate. I like it. And... Come on, guys, join us, Banana Hot Talk, if you are different and you find out that you are so different and other places don't accept you, Banana will give you a home. Come on. And thanks for listening for these 2 years, and happy to be there in Banana Hot Talk. Thank you all. And bye.
When I first came into CUC, I thought this place is a university with quite strict hierarchy. And I thought radio station and Banana Hot Talk is a place without this strict hierarchy. And we don't call each other 师哥师姐 or 师弟师妹. It's a rather free platform. So welcome you guys to come.
First of all, I do realize suddenly that these will be my last words in this studio. She said she didn't want to make a sad atmosphere, but that's kind of hard, okay, so I don't care. I'll definitely miss it, and I want to say this is the best place I've been in this school so far.
Because you have found your true love.
Okay,
and bananas and chocolate. And
actually, Edward, this will be your last time in this studio. Yeah, because in the next semester, we will invite you guys.
Okay, we have to keep that a surprise, okay? Can you guys let me finish? Fuck off. I'm trying to be sad here. Oh. Anyway, okay, so they don't want me to speak too much. So anyway, I love here because I can totally be who I am. And hopefully, I hope that you guys feel the same. And we don't give a shit on what people think about us or what we should say. We say what we think. And we have thoughts, and we have fun. Yeah, and I hope that this tradition will continue, will pass the baton into your hands. And long live Banana! Yay!
Oh!
Okay, all I wanna say is, that's all for Banana Hot Talk Season 5.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that is all for Banana Hot Talk Season 5. See you in the next semester.
What?
Come on. So next is the goodbye thing.
Okay, guys. Lini out. And Dormy out.
Edward out.
Fuck you, Linda. Neil out.
Jessica is still here. Jessica is still here accompanying you. And we welcome new bananas to come in, and we hope that banana will long live. Thank you for listening us. Thank you for listening today's Banana Hot Talk. This is the last episode of this semester. And we hope we will welcome you to become one of us, one of the bananas. And we can listen to your voice from this radio to the whole world. Thank you.
更多节目，下载荔枝 FM 收听。